How about this one for you then? Can you help me with this? Kevin Fitch says, how can we tell the temperature and makeup of a distant star? I've heard that observations of electromagnetic spectrums may be used to determine the composition of stars, such as how helium was discovered in the sun. But you can also use this to determine the temperature of an object. So how does both apply?
First of all, to measure the temperature of a star, it's really about the colour of the star. If you take a piece of coal, for example, and you set fire to it, as it gets hotter, it will start to glow red hot, and then perhaps it's very hot, it will start to glow yellow hot, and then in intense fire, it will start to appear white or maybe even blue. So by applying that logic back to a star, a blue star is a hot star, and a red star is a cooler star.
What about what's in the star?
Now, what's in the star is more difficult. But different elements emit a very specific wavelength and produce what we call spectral lines. And if you have a spectroscope that splits up the light of that star into different colours, you can see that certain colours are either not present or there's a huge amount of light at that particular wavelength. And that tells you there must be atoms of a particular element emitting light in that star. And so you can tell what that star must be made of.
Terrific, Dominic. Thank you very much. In fact, Robert Bunsen was the forefather of the science of spectroscopy. So Bunsen of Burner fame also discovered that you could work out what things were by looking at the certain absorption pattern they make and what wavelengths of light they soak up. And ironically, after working for many, many years in his laboratory on identifying some rare compounds, he unfortunately left a big sheaf of notes with 10 years' work in the sun in his lab, went off to the pub. Well, I don't know he went off to the pub, but I suspect he went out for lunch, came back and the sun set fire to it, and he lost the lot and had to start all over again. But he was a very good scientist and he did the whole lot from scratch.